Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for all three comments. Let me simply distinguish two things. One is the report of the Compliance Committee, and a different thing is the draft decision on compliance. So the content of the decision on compliance that will be adopted in the end, it's entirely the remit of the meeting of the parties, and it's not the remit of the Compliance Committee. So it's simply something that has to be discussed within this meeting, but not the Compliance Committee itself. With respect to the wording used by the Compliance Committee in the report, let me simply mention that the committee has not been ceased in the last triennium of any submission, referral, or communication addressing this or other issues. Under such circumstances, the committee cannot self-trigger a compliance process. The cases for self-triggering are very limited, and they concern mainly issues of procedure. So the committee has not been asked to take a stance on this issue, and the committee has not taken a normative stance on this issue. What the committee is using in that paragraph, and I'm talking about the paragraph of the report of the Compliance Committee, is non-legal language, and that's how the committee decided to approach the issue. Thank you.